We're beginning Simin Lamed Beis, which is Seder Ksivas Tfilin Uboi Nun Beis Seifim. Says the Mechaber in Seif Aleph. Mitzvah Tfilin Sheikhtav Arba Parashias. The mitzvah of Tfilin is to write four Parashias. Shehen Kaddishli Kol Bechor Ad Lamayada Miyam Yimima. Vahaya Kiviacha Ad Kibachayzak Yod Haitzianu Hashemi Mitzrayim. Parashi Shema Ad Uvisharecha. Parashis Vahayam Shemaya. Ad al ha'oretz. Says the Ramah Hagav, etzorech lekosvam kisedr hazeh, has to be written kisidron, the parashis have to be written in order, lichtov tchila hakodemes b'teira, to first write kaddish, then v'hoya kiviyacha, then shema, and then v'hoyam shemaya v'imshina, and if one switched the order of the parashis, posel, the tefillin are posel, ulechatchila yichtov shel yad, kodem shel rosh, and lechatchila one should write the tefillin shel yad, before he writes the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Aleph. Uparsha Shema. V'tzorech lichtov dalet de'echad kol kach gedoyla k'may dalet dalsin ketanim. The Magen Avraham says that the dalet of echad should be written as large as four small dalets. V'efshe she'en misharin b'oisek sav. It's possible that when you're measuring these four dalets, you don't have to measure kefi that ksav. As long as four very small dalets could fit into the big dalet, that's enough. And for that reason, the minig is that it should just be nicker, that it's a large dalet, but it doesn't actually have to be the size of four dalets of that ksav. Beis, if cotton beis, lekosvam, kol haparashias, bein mehashal yad, u bein mehashal rosh, all four parashias need to be written in the order of in the correct order of the tefillin, says the Mishneh Berurah. In the correct order that they are in the Torah. Gimel kaseder azeh, they have to be written in order. D'chsiv v'hoyu hadvarim, because it says v'hoyu hadvarim, which we darshan b'havyasan yehu, that they should be in that order. V'kol shekein shetzarach lizor mitam zeh shiyah kol parsha u'parsha gufa nechteves kesidra. And Kal v'chomer, each parasha has to be written kesidra sheyechzer b'yafilo esachas. In other words, in the Ramah, we just see that the parashias have to be written in order. Says the Mishneh Berurah, each parasha, the letters of that particular parasha also have to be written in order. Ki lo yiyeh lo itakona achakach lashlima, because if you're missing a letter, you won't be able to fill it in, because then it'll be shaloi kesidron. Sifkot and dalet, posel. Haynu hatfilin shenasu me'oisan haparashias. The tefillin that are made from those parashias, these four parashias which are written out of order, those tefillin will be posel. Havla parashias atzman like nifsalu, but the parashias themselves are not posel. You just can't combine these four because they're not in order. So how would this affect us? Kagoinim hiska lichtev parasha mi parashias vayiki viacha. In other words, let's say he wrote the second parasha before he wrote the first parasha. So yuchal letzarif lezeh parashias kadish mi tefillin acherim. One could take a kaddish written for different tefillin and yadeh bevadeh shenechtav kaidem elu, provided one knows that the kaddish was written before this particular v'hoya ki v'yachad. Ilav achi safik toyer l'chumra, because if he's only mesupik and he doesn't know it bevadeh, so then we would say that it's a safik d'oraisa and it would be posel. V'hu adin in be'es haksi v'hoya kesidron, the same thing would apply if he wrote the four parashias kesidron, rak achakach nifsal parasha achas hamukdemes. But then the kaddish became posel later. So nisbatal memela kol parashias shachareh memela. This kaddish now can't be used together with the other parashias, because when you fix it, it will have been written after the other three parashias. Ulinyan serif mi parashias achareh gam ken hadin kanal. But if you could find a kaddish that was written earlier, so then you would be able to take that kaddish and be mitzarif it with these three parashias, and that would still be kosher. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Hay Koidem Mishum de Mukdem Be Pasuk. The reason why one should write the Shel Yad before he writes the Shel Rosh is because first it says Ukshartim Lois Al Yodecha, and only afterwards does it say V'hayu L'Toytofis Bein Einecha. So we see that the Yad is before the Rosh. V'yesh Ayim L'Hepech. Others say Fakert. You should write the Shel Rosh before you write the Shel Yad. Why? Neisha Shel Rosh Kedushasei Chamura Mishel Yad. Because the Shel Rosh has more Kedusha than a Shel Yad. So since it has more Kedusha, you should start with the thing that has more Kedusha, which is the Shel Rosh. V'anu noyegin, but our minig is k'ma shekosav v'rav b'hagol, like the Ramah, to write the Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh. U'b'di'evid, But in any event, l'kulei alma ein kpeda, this is not a kpeda, it's just a lechatchila. Furthermore, kaza b'sefer ha-kavonis, the Arizal says, she'lechatchila yizor lechtev kol ha-parashi shel roish v'shel yad ritzufim. Lechatchila, one should write the yad and the roish without interruption, v'lo yafsik b'nayim, b'shum dibur klal, and he shouldn't speak in between. V'ayin b'shari tshuva, where he says that if somebody is not on that level, it's much more important to just write kosher tefillin, and one should be mevater on this hider. And furthermore, he gives an etzah of just filling, of being maver kulmus on the first word of each parasha. Look in the Shari Tshuva and see what he discusses over there. Says the Bir Halacha, "Vetzarech lekosvam hagah zu ari leinyan kedimas hazman." This hagah is talking about time-wise, chronologically, that the parashas have to be written in order. But as far as where the parashia should go in the batim, that we'll discuss later in Simin Lamed Aleph. Says the Bir Halacha, Kaseder Hazeh, the parashias have to be written Kesidron. I am the Mishnah Brura, V'humei El Yerabba V'Aprima Godim V'Sharei Achreinim. This is brought down by the El Yerabba, the Prima Godim, and the other Achreinim, that we darshan it from the words v'hayu hadvarim, and therefore each the oisias of each parasha also have to be written kisidran. V'das hataz b'yaradeya simen reish tzadik til divrei ataisis menachas lamed vez amad alef divrei maskel dilma kosher em ein sidar b'parasha shel shema v'hayu em shemaya achrei shein smuchas b'tayra. The Taz brings that according to Tosfos, if the parashiyos of Shema and Vahayim Shemaya were not written in order, it would not be a problem, because only Kaddish and Vahayim Kiviyacha are written adjacent to each other. So those two have to be written in order. But Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, which are not near each other in the Torah, they're in two. Shema is written in a different parasha than Vahayim Shemaya, so those two would not have to be written in order. Vahayim Shem ben Akudis HaKesef Shecholok Olav Deshach argues on the Taz. V'oidra isi b'sefer kedushas yamtif shekosav gamkein deloiketas. He also says that even Sheman v'hayim Shemaya have to be written in order. V'ein chilak b'inyan sidar b'ein parashis v'oisius, and there's no nafkamina whether the oisius are written out of order or the parashis are written out of order. In any event, no matter which oisius or which parashis it is, it's going to be possible. V'kosav da taisus siril hu da kavanas ha-mechiltuhu l'inyan sidar ha-mokim. And he explains that when Taisus says that Shema and V'hayim Shemaya don't have to be written in order, he means their place in the batim or their place in the klaf. Shelo yehin is there as back klaf, V'hayah kodim l'kaddish, that V'hayah should be after kaddish on the klaf. Avalim nisderes acha kaddish, afilu im hi nichteves tchila, kosher, but if the parashiyos on the klaf are not written in the proper order, it's going to be kosher as long as the etzem parashiyos were written in order. In other words, it's the placing that's not ma'akiv, but the seder haksiva is ma'akiv. And we don't take on even that kula, kevin the nechteva shalai kisidra, since it's written shalai kisidra. Ukedemuchach lekaman besifchav gimel, ubiyaradeya besimin resh peches. Gam midivrei agro, bekol eilu mekoimus muchach, the sphere like a psak ha-shulchan aruch, veloi ka-tesis. And we see also that the gra holds that everything has to be written in order, both the parashias and the makim and the oisias. V'ayin l'kamon b'simin samach dalet b'vir halacha, shetiratznu b'ezes Hashem yizbarach, es kushis ha-tavs b'toiv, look in simin samach dalet, where the Mishnah Berurah deals with the kasha of the Taz, and he gives the appropriate answer. Says the b'vir halacha v'im shina, if one changed the order of the seder of the ksiva of the shel yad and the shel roish, that's not a problem. Shekosav hamucheres batchila. I'm sorry. Vimshina is going on vimshina puzzle that if it's written shalik isidra, it's puzzle. So shekosav ha-parsha hamucheres batchila, if one wrote the later parsha, in other words, he wrote shema l'mashal before voyekiviacha, that would be puzzle. Aval im ksivasa haya bimkoima, kagan shenia chala kadaf echod Kosav Bahadaf Hasheni Parshas Vahim Vahya Kiviacha. Excuse me, Vyachaka Kosava Parshas Kadesh Bahadaf Rishin Posel. But if one will have written Vahya Kiviacha first on later on the Klaf, and then he wrote Kadesh in the appropriate place, that would also be Posel. In other words, any formulation of having the Osius or the Parashius written out of order, as we said before, is going to be possible under all circumstances. Seif Beis Shel Rosh Yichtov Kol Achas Beklaf Levada V'Shel Yad Kosvan Kulam Beklaf Echad. The Shel Rosh should be written each parasha on its own piece of klaf, and the Shel Yad is written all on one klaf. So again, the Shel Yad is one long piece of klaf with four parashias on it, while the Shel Rosh is four parashias on four separate pieces of klaf.